Check record.
Well, hi there, everyone, and welcome to another podcast. This is Matt Volbrecht coming to you. I have not done a podcast in a good while. I apologize. Just had a lot going on. It's all been good, all good things, but very busy nonetheless. And just a lot of different projects and so on. But anyways, I did want to do a podcast today because, as you probably already know if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, I am an Apple guy, and that's an understatement. I love all of Apple's products. We own the, MacBook Pro, essentially, aluminum MacBook, an iMac, iPhone 3GS, a couple of iPod Touches, iPod Nanos, and Apple TV. Pretty much if Apple makes it, I have it. Including, which I've probably already answered your question, being the proud owner of the brand new Apple iPad. I received it on Saturday, as many others did. I debated doing an actual unboxing, but I thought that for me to go into detail about what you get, what all of the features are, the specs and everything like that, you can just as easily find that out from Apple's website, so we can devote the time to actually demonstrating this thing. I will tell you that I did get the largest storage capacity one. It is a 64 gig flash memory storage, and I did get Wi-Fi only because I do have the iPhone, which has 3G, and I do use that when we're traveling and so on, and it is great. But I thought for this device, we'd just get the Wi-Fi only model. Now, I will physically describe this just a tad. You'll know that you have it the correct, well, there is no correct way. That's one of the beauties of this thing. You can hold it in any direction, and it will tell you what direction the home button is and so on. If you are familiar with the iPod Touch or the iPhone, it's going to be very, very easy for you to get used to this thing. The physical tactile home button is in the exact same location as it would be on either of those devices. On the top edge, you do have the sleep-wake button, which of course you hold in to turn it on and off as well. And then on the right, you've got the volume up and down. And you also have a switch that it took me a little bit of time to figure out what it was, but I love this feature. It is a way to lock the orientation, so you can keep it in whatever mode you have it in, regardless of which way the device is facing. And on the bottom edge, you have the dock connector. Also on the top, opposite the sleep and wake switch, is the audio jack, which you could use for earbuds or a speaker system or something like that with an eighth-to-eighth cable. I don't really know what Apple says about this, but I don't think you would easily be able to dock this to, you know, a speaker dock. I haven't tried it. I don't know that they even recommend that. But physically, the size of it is just going to make that a bit tough, I think. All the rest of it, of course, is a touchscreen. Multi-touch. 9.7-inch. Beautiful, beautiful device. And in case anybody's wondering, the larger screen does help us that can't see as well, because we have access to more on one screen. In some ways, it makes things a little bit more challenging at first because there's a lot more screen real estate where things could be, but you can always start just, you know, to tap somewhere and then flick in either direction, and you can still get pretty much everything. And always remember to check the right-hand side, the left-hand side, the bottom. You know, you can do it that way, too. The keyboard, I have ordered a keyboard dock, which I had ordered before I ever got this thing, just because if I am going to use this for, you know, more lengthy word processing documents and so on, I would want to have that. But in all honesty, the on-screen keyboard is beautiful. You pretty much can have proper fingering, and it's just a very, very nice device all the way around. I've installed a bunch of apps on here, synced this with the computer. With your Mac or PC, you need iTunes, the very latest version, which is 9.1 at this point, and you will connect this very first to your computer, follow the instructions to register the device, and tell it it's a new device, give it a name. I guess you could restore from a backup from another device if you wanted to, but I gave this its own unique name, and then I went into the iPad settings and I changed the I configured the universal access to enable the voiceover screen reader, and I made sure everything that I wanted synced was syncing. It charged in a few hours. This does take a longer time to charge than, say, the iPhone or the iPod Touch, but the battery life is also absolutely incredible. I have installed the iBooks app, which is fully accessible, and the iWork suite of apps, which appear to be pretty much fully accessible. The word processor certainly is. I have not played with Keynote yet, the multimedia presentations program, but I would assume that it is accessible. And Numbers, I'm having a couple small issues, not so much with finding what's there, but I just need to spend a little more time with it before I can say definitively. I don't think that it is inaccessible. I think it's just me. I have my wife, who is sighted, helping me out with it, you know, a little bit, and we'll get it figured out, and I'll do a separate podcast on that. For this podcast, it's just going to be an intro, and then I'm going to do some more later on with specific programs. So right now, I'm going to press the sleep-wake button, or you could press the home button. It is already on, so it's just going to wake it up from its slumber here.
1:40.
Now, you heard that it announced the time. I'm going to start to flick to the right. On the iPhone and iPod Touch, I know exactly where that unlock button is, but here I'm not sure. So I'm going to just start to flick to the right.
Monday, April 5th.
Again.
Unlock button.
There's the unlock button.
Touch
and
tab to unlock.
I want to show you there's one other thing after that.
Unlock. Whoop. Picture frame button. Screen locked.
All right, I waited too long. Let me unlock it again.
1:40.
Okay.
Monday, April 5th. Unlock button. Picture frame button. Displays photos while locked.
So you could put it in picture frame mode.
Picture frame. Picture
frame. Now let's go back.
Button. Unlock button.
And double tap.
Double tap to unlock. Videos. Double tap to open.
I'm going to give you a little more volume now.
Doc,
okay, perfect. Now you heard it say picture frame. By the way, when you have it in that in-between kind of mode where you have to slide to unlock, or in our case, double tap to unlock, there's a 30-second period where you get to decide. Otherwise, it locks again. Now that it's unlocked, though, the default for this is 5 minutes, and you know, if it's unused for 5 minutes, the screen will dim, and then it will lock. I think it dims for 30 seconds, and then it locks. There is a picture frame mode also, which you heard. That allows you to use this as a digital picture frame. It displays a slideshow of your pictures. And then to go to regular mode, you need to press the sleep-wake button once to lock it again, and then once to get back to the mode where you can decide. I'm going to begin by tapping on the screen, and I'm going to let you hear.
Portrait flip. Landscape. Home button to the left.
All right, I'm going to let you hear what we have. Ready?
Calendar, contacts, notes, maps, videos, YouTube, iTunes, App Store.
Jack Record.
Let's see where we're at here. I want to make sure you could hear that okay, which
iTunes.
You can. Okay.
YouTube.
We had YouTube.
iTunes, App Store.
And then.
Double settings.
Settings. And
double
then the button that allows you to go to the next page of apps.
Page 1 of 6.
Which, as you can hear, I have 6 pages worth. Now we're going to get to what would be the bottom 4 icons. Which they call the dock on the iPad, and those are going to be like with the iPhone and iPod Touch, if you're familiar with it. If not, it's fine, but same as in those devices, the bottom 4 icons never change, regardless of which page you're on. I suppose you could change them manually in your settings, but anyways, here they are.
Dock, Safari, Mail, 1, Photos, iPod, double tap to open, iPod.
And that's it. Let's go back to Mail.
Photo, Mail, 1 new item. Double tap to open.
And you heard it say that there's 1 new item. This automatically checks email whenever you have your internet connection. Now, I have, as I said, 6 pages worth of apps here. So there's a lot of apps, and I'm not going to go through all of them right now because I don't see that as being the first and foremost thing that I need to show you. I'll do a separate podcast perhaps on those just so you could get an idea of some of the other apps. Not all of them are fully accessible. I do have sighted family, too, who likes some of these, but many of them are fully accessible. Now, for this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to go into, let's go into the contacts first. Oh, before we do, I forgot to show you the very top of the screen. Like the iPhone, unless you're not familiar with it, you're going to see top, middle.
1:44 p.m. Status bar item.
The time, if we go to the left.
67% Wi-Fi signal. Status bar item. iPad. Status bar item. Notes.
Oop, I went back down the notes. Okay. Let's go back up to the time, and that's the farthest to the left. Let's go to the right.
67%, 1:44 p.m. 100% battery power. Status bar item. 100%
battery
power. Status bar item.
If we lock the orientation, which I'm going to do with the slide switch.
Orientation locked.
That is going to put an icon up on the top, too, now.
1:44 p.m. 100% battery. 67%.
I got to move away from it. And then we'll move back to it.
1:45 p.m. Orientation locked. Image. Status bar item. 100% battery power. Status bar item.
Okay, so it adds an icon up there. And if you had Bluetooth enabled, it would add an icon for that as well. Now, I would like to go into the...
videos.
Let's do...
maps. No, contact.
Let's just
calendar.
Start with the way
that
they
calendar.
Appear. Let's go into the calendar.
Calendar, 12 a.m.
Just in case you're not sure about the gestures for this, to open the calendar or to open any program or to activate any icon that you're on, it's a double tap. You tap once to hear what it is and then double tap to open it. Along the bottom are the choices for how you view this calendar.
30, button.
I think the
previous day button
along the bottom. Let me go.
March, April, 1, button, April, March, previous today, all day. Carson's birthday, home. Thursday, March 29th.
And you could, I'm just flicking, you could, you know, double tap these to get
all day. Megan's birthday, home.
We are already in the view that I want. This is,
Sunday, January 15th.
I think.
All day. Mom and Dad's anniversary.
Let me just go and look around here a little more.
Today, button, previous day, add new event, button.
There's an add new event, bottom right.
Add new event,
let's look at the top.
Add new event, next day, May 30, 29, but 1:46 p.m. Add new event, next day, add new
okay.
event, Jessica's birthday.
Well, probably on the...
calendars, button.
Okay, upper left-hand corner are the buttons I wanted to show you.
Calendars, button, day, 1 of 4, week, 2 of 4, month. 3 of 4, list, 4 of 4, selected, button.
And it's already selected. So you can view these in the day view,
week
view,
month
view,
or
list view, which is what I have selected. It just shows you all of your appointments. They're not on the bottom here. They were the way that I'm, the orientation that I have this in, it's the upper left-hand corner. As you get used to this, you know, you won't have to, next time I'll remember that. But as you can see, even not remembering it, I didn't have to flounder. I was able to figure it out pretty quickly.
Search field, auto cap on.
There's a search.
Double tap to edit.
To allow you to search for a specific event.
Carson's doctor's appointment. Edit, button. Doctor, Four's office. Wednesday, April 14th, 2010. Alert, 2 days before, 1 day before. All day events. Notes. Wednesday, April 14th. 12 a.m. 1 a.m.
So now, you can see that it's listing my appointments and giving me detailed information about them. I can go back to the, there was an...
note, all day event, alert, Wednesday, doctor, edit, car, edit, button.
An edit button that I could go into in order to modify any of the information. And there was an add new event button on the bottom right.
Next day, button. Add new event, button.
And if we add new, it lets us put in the details for the appointment and set alerts and set recurring, you know, recurrence patterns and anything else. And also, if you have Mobile Me, which I do, it will automatically sync the appointment information with your other devices, your iPhone, iPod Touch, your computer, Mac or PC, whatever you might have. So, I'm not going to set up a new event in this particular podcast. We'll do another podcast later. As I said, this is a very, very general overview of the entire iPad that I'm doing in this podcast. So let's press the home button.
Home. Calendar. Double tap to open.
Now, while we're talking about the home button, I want you to know that if I press the home button when we're already on the home screen,
Search iPad. Search field. Is editing. AutoCAD on.
It allows me to search for anything that I want to on the entire iPad. And if I demonstrate this for you, if I put my fingers in what would be approximately considered normally like a home row, I'll just tap once.
Keyboard, capital F.
And I'm
Foxtrot.
Perfect, right where I want to be. Let me check my right hand.
Capital J.
I got it.
Juliet.
Right on the money, first try. Now, let's just search for something. Let's see if we search for someone's name, a friend of mine.
Capital N. Nope, capital M.
Double tap right. To make the letter actually go into the edit box.
Capital M, M, E, E, G, A, N, top N.
I searched
contacts
for
Megan Kathleen Whistle.
Okay, I Post. Searched for my friend
8,
Megan.
1, 4, 6, 5, 2,
it's already reading the information, by the way.
Five items found.
Five items found. I'll start. That's the first one. I'll flick to the right. Actually, I probably need to tap up here a little bit.
Calendar. Megan's birthday. January 15th, 11. 12 a.m. Calendar. Megan and Adam anniversary. Sept. Mail. Matthew Valbrecht. Contacts. Megan and Adam Whistle. Contacts. Megan Kathleen Whistle. Clear text. Button.
And I can clear text and do another search. So you see, anywhere it appears, and if there was a song with her name in the iPod, it would have found that, a video, anything at all on this iPad you use that spotlight search for. Now to get out of that, I'll just press the home button again.
Calendar. Double tap to open.
And one more thing about the home button. There is a setting within the accessibility features, the universal access preferences, that allows you to set it up so you can triple click the home button to turn on and off the VoiceOver screen reader. Now, this is a great feature if you share your iPad with sighted users, as I do. I can just click this three times.
VoiceOver off.
And now it's ready for anybody that can see to use it. When I want to use it again.
VoiceOver on. Landscape. Home button to the left. Calendar. Double tap to open.
And we're good to go. Let's flick to the right.
Contacts. Double tap to open.
Double tap.
Contacts. Groups. Button.
Okay. Now, I can start flicking immediately to see what I've got.
All contacts. Search. Search field. AutoCAD on. Double tap to edit.
Again, I can search for somebody.
Capital A. Apple Incorporated. Apple Store. Capital B. Bedford Hospital.
And on and on and on. If I want to hear more about one, I double tap it.
Bedford Hospital, selected.
Now, what's going to happen
Best Buy Bedford
is
Hospital.
The way that selected. I have this, it's going to do something that the iPhone does not do. It's going to give you a split screen so that your contacts are on one side and the contact info is on the other. I would assume that the way I'm holding this, the right-hand side has my contact information.
Notes.
I'm right. I'm correct.
Share, button, edit, button, plus underscore button, notes.
Okay.
Work, 8, 1, 4, 6, 2, 3.
Excuse me, the
Bedford Hospital, image, Nancy Woods.
All the information that I have in there, I don't have a website or an email address or anything, so I think I covered everything.
Image, Bedford, work.
Work phone
8,
number.
1, 4, notes.
Any notes I would have about it.
Plus underscore button, edit, button.
I can edit the information.
Share, button.
I can share the contact.
Share,
and that's
button.
It. Now, if I go back to the left-hand side.
Share, button, Union Hotel, Dr. Torres.
Okay, I'm way down near the end of my contacts, but I can use a three-finger scroll, flick downward.
Showing rows 9 to 19 of 83, showing rows 1 to 11 of 83, capital A.
And I'm back to the beginning.
Search feed, all contacts. All contacts.
All right, and there you go.
Capital D.
So, again, we'll press the home button.
Home. Contacts. Double tap to open.
Again, we'll do more on this in a later podcast. Let's see what's next.
Notes. Double tap to open.
Notes is a great application for typing text notes. Now, there is a voice memos feature as well, which did not come preloaded on the iPad, but you can download voice memos for iPad from the App Store. And just like you can download Calculator for iPad from the App Store. And they're both fully accessible. and they appear to work just like the ones that are built into the iPhone and iPod Touch. I didn't even think to look who the manufacturer was when I got it. I just saw, oh, okay, and I did it before I even let it have a chance to say. I am curious as to whether it is Apple allowing us to do that as an afterthought, because, I mean, they work almost identically to the way that the ones do on the iPhone and iPod Touch. We'll go past notes. I mean, you can use the full keyboard. You can display your notes. We'll do that in another podcast. Let me see what else we've got.
Maps. Double tap to open.
Maps is a great application that I want to demonstrate for you in some detail. And since this is just a very get-your-feet-wet quick podcast, I'm going to skip that and come back to it in another podcast.
Videos. Double tap to open.
We will go into videos.
Videos, movies, selected, button.
Okay, movies selected right now. If I start to flick to the right.
TV shows, button.
I can do TV shows.
Music videos, button. American underscore president underscore 4x3 pound underscore NA.
American president.
Button. Annie, button.
Annie.
The Aristocats.
The Aristocats.
The Blind Side, button. Sys4 cookie original, Dante's underscore P.
Dante's,
button.
Some of these are videos for our son too that are shorter videos, but others are full length movies.
Dumbo. DVD underscore Elmas on Video 1. Enchanted.
Enchanted.
But the game plan. Ghosts of Mississippi. Goldilocks Girdon Video. Goldilocks Video 1. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Button. Jack Attack. Jacantha Beanstalk. Kaylee Singing. Liar Liar.
Some more.
The Little Engine That Could Part 1. The,
we'll
the,
keep going.
The little Red Riding Hood Video 1. The Lucky Ones. Matilda. Mepet's Jacantha. Not Without My Daughter. Terry Fader. Thomas and the Magic Railroad. Three Little Pigs 1932 Video 1. Twilight. To tap the Twilight Saga, New Moon, 2 weeks notice, button.
You get the idea. If I want to open any one of these up, this is what we'll do. We'll double tap, and let's just do 2 weeks notice because I'm right on it.
Movies, back button.
You hear it say movies, back button. I can go back that way to the previous screen, but let's flick to the right.
Info, 1 of 2, select chapters, 2 of 2, button.
Oh, it said which one selected, by the way.
Info, 1 of 2, selected, button.
Okay.
Chapters, 2 of 2, 2 weeks notice. PG-13, Warner Bros., 2008, image. 2 weeks notice. PG-13, Warner Bros., 2008. Play, button. Actors, Sandra Bullock, Hugh Grant, Alicia Witt, Dana Ivey, Robert. Actors.
And that's it.
Sandra
Bullock, let's go back to the left.
Alicia Witt, play, button.
And there's that play button. We'll double tap it.
Double tap to show or hide video controls.
And the movie's playing. Of course, if I had the orientation unlocked, you could flip this all sorts of ways to watch it. If you're interested in pausing the video or going to a different section of the movie or anything like that, you heard it say double tap to show or hide video controls. I'll do that in just a minute. Of course, I can raise the volume or lower it if I want. Let's double tap anywhere on the screen.
Video. Double tap to show or hide video controls.
Now scroll to the right, flick to the right.
Done. Selected. Button.
There's a done button.
Track position. 59 seconds. Adjustable. Swipe up to increase. Swipe down to decrease.
No explanation needed there.
Scale video. Button. Previous track. Button. Pause. Button. Next track. Volume. 100%. Volume. 100%.
You get the idea. Let's do the done.
Video. Video. Done. Selected. Button. Movies. Back button. Movies. Back button. Image. Movies.
And we're back
selected.
To the
button.
Main screen. So your music video videos are here, video podcasts, movies, TV shows, anything you have, and of course you can buy or rent more right on the device from the app, from the iTunes store. Let's press the home button.
Home. Videos. Double tap to open.
Okay.
Jack record check.
And while we're talking about videos, let's take a look at the next one.
YouTube. Double tap to open.
Which, as you heard, happens to be YouTube.
YouTube. Search. Heading.
I'm already in the search area. It's in the upper left.
iPad. Search field. Auto correction on. Double tap to edit.
iPad is in there right now. I had looked at an iPad video.
Insertion point of iPad. Search field. Is editing. Auto correction on.
Now, you can double tap repeatedly to move the insertion point from the beginning to the end of this edit box. Or you can flick to the right.
Clear text. Button.
And do that, which is what I'm going to do. Clear text.
YouTube. Search field. Is editing. Auto correction on.
And I'd like to search for the very popular Pants on the Ground from American Idol.
Keyboard. P. Pop. P. A. A. H. H.
Whoops.
B.
Okay.
N.
There it is.
N. T. T. S. S. Space. Space. Pants. I. O. O. N. N. Space. Space. T. T. H. A. E. E. Space. Space. F. G. G. R. R. I. I.
Too far over, sorry.
O. U. U. N. N. F.
Now the
D. D.
Search button is usually just to the right of the L, where you would think of the semicolon being on a normal keyboard.
Search.
Okay.
Pants on the Ground. 5 stars. 338,636 views. Duration 3 minutes. 35 seconds. Submitted by Frizzle Dita. Pants on the Ground. Jimmy Fallon. 5 Pants on the Ground. Pants on the Pool Em Up Rap Video. American Idol. Larry Platt. Pants on the Ground. 5 American Idol. Pants on
we
the ground.
Could do
American
any
Idol,
of these.
Pants on the pants on pant, clear text.
Okay.
Pants on the Ground. American Idol. 5 stars. 5,929,583 views. Duration 3 minutes. 35 seconds. Submitted by Yankovic 44. Pants
Let's
on the
do that
American
one.
Idol. 5 video. Welcome. Double tap to show or hide video controls.
But before the Georgia sun sets, we've got one last audition to show you.
Hello. My name is Larry Platt.
My name is General Larry Platt, yes.
A general.
General Larry Platt.
Oh, you're a general. Okay.
I want to sing my song called Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
Pants on the Ground.
Okay, yeah. What's it about?
People need putting their pants up.
All right.
Okay.
Can
ready
I sing?
You are.
Okay, ready?
1, 2, 3.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. With the gold in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pants hit the ground. Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool. Walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool, walking, talking with your pants on the ground. Giddy up. Hey, get your pants off the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. Go with your
Anyways, for those of you who have not heard of this, this was a 62-year-old man, very, very popular because of this video. He actually is quite a compassionate man, apparently very, very active in his community, a lot of civil rights stuff, marched with Martin Luther King. Anyways, his famous moment, excuse me, on American Idol. So, while we're watching this video, I could, again, double tap to activate, or I should say to show or hide, the video controls that would allow me to go back in the video, to pause, to, you know, end the playback early, and, you know, whatever I want to do. So, this is the YouTube window, YouTube app. Now, you will realize that on the iPad, there is no flash support, and this is a controversial thing. I, for one, wasn't too worried about it, and I'm still not, because a lot of what I do doesn't require it, and even though YouTube uses flash, they do, you know, have a way of supporting it here on the iPad, and YouTube is actually doing some HTML5 stuff, too. HTML5 is fully supported, and there's a lot of websites that are using that for video now, and I think that's going to become the new standard. excuse me. But anyways, that... is just some information for you. Now, what we are going to do next, I may go back and show you that Maps app in this podcast, but I wanted to get on to some of the other ones, skipping around a little bit, because I want to show you some of the unique ones for the iPad, like iBooks and the iWork stuff, at least the Keynote, the Pages part, the word processor. So, excuse me, what we're going to do next when this video ends. If you want to get back to where you actually were, because you're still in a screen that's showing the information on the video, related videos, and things of that nature. But up in the upper left-hand corner, or if you keep flicking to the left, you're going to find the back button, which will say search, and I'll show that to you. Let me get... actually, I think this is just about over anyways, but I could pause it.
Search, back button.
We're already on it, just double tap.
Search, heading.
Okay, let's press the home button.
Home. YouTube.
Let's see what's next.
Double tap iTunes.
That's the iTunes store, followed by the
App Store.
App Store.
Double tap to open.
I'm going to do a separate podcast on those, as well as on the
settings. Double tap to open.
Let me go to the dock.
Page 1 of 6. Dock. Safari. Mail. One new item.
Let's open, double tap to open mail. There may be more than one new item now, because it checks every so often, but let's double tap this.
Mail. MJ Valbrecht at emberqmail.com. Back button.
All right, let's see.
Inbox, edit, button, search inbox, edit, inbox, four,
there's
heading.
Four.
Edit, search inbox, search field, auto cap on, unread, survey spot, services for your household, unread, pcmag.com, unread, city cards, unread, Apple, thanks for purchasing your iPad, 1:04 p.m.
Actually.
Refresh, button, updated, April 5th, 10, 2:54 p.m., move. Dimmed. Delete. Dimmed. Button. Reply. Dimmed. Button. Compose. Button.
None of the other ones is available because there's no message selected.
No message selected. No message selected.
Let's go back to the messages here.
No message. Compose. No message selected. Okay. No. Move. Up. Refresh. Search inbox.
The first thing
search
I'm going to do, I want to delete some of these instantly. So you can open the message and then delete it, but I'm going to actually go over to the edit button.
Edit button. Cancel. Selected.
Now I'm going to just double tap each of the messages that I want to select.
Search inbox. Unread. Survey spot. Unread.
Okay.
Survey spot.
Next.
Services
flick
for your
to the right.
Unread. PC Mac. Dot. Unread. City cards. Your. Unread. Unread. Apple. Delete. Three. Button. Delete. Three.
I've deleted three.
Updated. April.
I left the Apple one here.
Refresh. Unread. Apple. Thanks for purchasing your iPad.
We'll double tap it.
4 p.m. Apple. Thanks for purchasing your iPad. 1:04 p.m. Selected.
Now again, split screen. On the right hand side, you're going to see the message.
It's easy to discover all the amazing things your iPad can do. Check out these helpful videos and other great resources. Link. Link. Learn about your iPad with video guided tours. Safari. Link. Photos. Link. Mail. Link. iBooks. Link. See all videos. Link.
And if you look at the bottom now.
Ready to watch and listen like never before. The iTunes Store makes it simple to preview and download Blockbuster Movie. Learn more. Learn about iPad from our experts.
It may not be at the bottom. Let's look at the.
Find accessories for your iPad. Move. Button.
It's at the top on the right.
Period. Move, button, delete, button, reply, button, compose, button.
You'll see that those buttons are there. Let's go to the left side.
Period. Click here. Apple. Set search inbox. Edit. Button. Inbox. Heading. MJ Valbrecht. Inbox. Heading.
You can see that that is the message view where we were before. Now I want to...
MJ Valbrecht at emberqmail.com. Back button.
If I go back there...
Accounts. Back button. MJ Vault. Inbox folder. Sent folder. Trash folder. Inbox
I can
folder.
Do any of those. I want to compose a message quickly.
Link. Space. Link. Link. Space. Delete. Button. Reply. Button.
Actually, I'll go ahead and...
Compose. Button.
Compose.
Two. Text, two, text field, is editing.
And I'm going to send a message to my mom to just test the sending.
Keyboard, M, mic, M, O, O, M, M.
Already I heard the sound before, but I can look up above the keyboard.
Dismiss Papa. Mom and Dad, Catherine Valbrecht. Home, Mom and Dad Catherine Valbrecht. Work.
See that's Valbrecht. The one. Add. Okay, cancel. We double tapped it now.
Cancel. Cancel. New message. Heading. Send. Selected. 2. Mom and Dad Catherine Valbrecht. 2. Text field. Is editing. Add from address book. Button. CC. BCC. From. MJ Valbrecht T. At. AmberQmail.com. Subject. Subject. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on. Double tap to edit.
So we heard subject, header, and then flick to the right one more time to actually get to the box.
Subject. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
Test message. Or let's say just saying hi.
Keyboard. Capital J. Y. Oop. U. U. A. S. S. G. T. T. Space. Space. S. F. A. A. Y. Y. U. Unit. I. I. N. N. G. G. Space. Space.
If I want, I have two shift keys, one on either side. I can capitalize the high. Double tap the
shift.
Shift key.
Shift. Selected. Capital H. I. I.
All right, let's see.
Sent from my iPad. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on. Double tap to edit. Bottom of dot Y.
That's the message body.
Sent from my iPad. Tech insertion point at start.
And I double tapped again because I wanted to get it to the beginning. Let's just say just testing my iPhone.
Keyboard.
Or,
capital H.
iPad.
Capital J. U. U. S. F. G. T. T. Space. Space. T. T. E. B. W. S. S. T. T. U. U. I. I. N. November. N. G. G. Space. Space. N. N. M. M. H. U. Y. Y. Space. Space. My. U.
Okay.
U. I.
We're going to capitalize the P.
A. Alpha. Shift. Shift. Capital P. A. A. R.
Now the period.
D.
Is where it usually is on a regular keyboard.
Comma.
Comma is to the right of the M.
It's 3 o'clock.
Comma is to the right of the M, and period is to the right of that.
Period. iPad. Space. Space. Capital K.
Also,
capital L.
The
O.
Delete key.
Oscar. O. B.
Is to the right
B.
Of the P.
R. B. B. Space.
And
space.
The
H. Y. Y. A.
Let's see.
L. A. Comma.
What's to the right
period.
Of?
Period.
The
yeah.
L on this one.
L.
Normally it's...
Return.
Oh, the return key. That's right. Okay. Normally it's that kind of thing anyways, like search or go. You do have the more button on the lower left.
More. Numbers.
To get to numbers and so on. And on the bottom right is the hide keyboard button, which we're going to do now.
Hide keyboard. Cancel. Button. Just testing my iPad. Love ya. Sent from my iPad. Text field. Auto correction on.
Flick
auto
to the left
on.
Until we get to send.
Double tap to it. Sub M C to set. Just saying hot send. Selected. Button. MJ Valbrecht T.
And there it went.
.com.
And I just
back
received
button.
A new message too.
Inbox. Edit. But search inbox. Unread. Survey spot. Apple. Thanks for unread.
Okay.
Survey,
survey spot.
But
we'll
new
check
survey
that later.
For drivers.
Okay. Now, you know, if I had made mistakes, I didn't talk about the rotors, but. You can go back through characters, words, or lines by flicking up and down, and you can change whether it is characters, words, or lines by using two fingers and a rotating gesture to the right and left. So your rotor settings give you a lot of options, and there are more options for web browsing. You can browse by headings, links, visited links, form controls, etc., and then what you do is just flick up and down to choose the appropriate one. If I had made other kinds of mistakes, spelling errors and so on, many of them would be corrected automatically. There is auto text as well. You can enable the speaking of auto text so you know what it's going to put in there. Let's press the home button.
Home. Mail. Two new items. Double tap to open.
Okay. There's one new item in another mailbox. Let's flick to the left and show you.
Safari.
Very briefly.
Double tap to open.
Safari.
Safari, loading. John King, USA. Blogs from CNN.com.
I was on CNN here. I'll look at the upper left of the iPad
web page loaded.
Screen.
Filed under. Back. Dimmed. Button.
can't go back.
CNN.
Because
heading back. Dim.
We're back
CNN,
as far as we can.
Heading though. Level 1. Link. Back. Back. Forward. Dim. Tabs. Button. Bookmarks. Button. Utilities. Button.
Utilities is like add to home screen, add bookmark.
Address. HTTP. JunkinGooseBlogCNN.com. Edits the URL.
Let's edit the URL, but let's go to the right first.
Reload. Button.
Reload.
Google. Search field. Auto correction on.
And
double tap to edit.
From anywhere you can do a Google search. But I want
CNN. Heading level 1. Utilities. But bookmark. CNN
what
International.
I want to do?
Utilities.
Oh, I want
address. HTTP. Address. HTTP. Clear text. But
okay.
Address. Text field.
Let's just go to let's go to Apple's website.
Keyboard. Q. A. A. P.
I think it already was suggesting it. I could look, but I'm just going to finish typing it in.
P. L. L. R.
Now,
E. E.
In the website URL keyboard, in addition to the regular setup, down below that,
.com.
You already have a .com button.
Hyphen. Underscore. Slash. Colon. More. Numbers.
You have several other options.
Under, high, dot com, more, dot com.
We're going to choose the dot com button, and then to the right of the L,
go.
The go button. And you can always check your address line.
Address. Loading 48%.
And it'll tell you
edits the URL.
How much of the page is loaded. Or you can just wait, because as soon as the page is loaded, it's going to tell you that the page is loaded. Let's check it again.
Stop address. Loading 48%. Stop button.
Stop button.
Address. Loading 48%.
It will kind of jump here
edits the URL.
Pretty quickly. But that's the way that you enter URLs again.
Web page loaded.
There we
address.
Go. Okay.
HTTP. www.apple.com.
In the middle of the screen is our web page, or we can just move to the right.
Capital A.
No, we can't.
Alpha. Link.
Okay.
iPad is here. Heading level 1. Image. Link.
Go to the left.
Search. Support. iTunes. iPad. iPhone. Link. iPad. Link. iTunes. Link. Support. Link. Search. Search. Text field. Double tap to edit. Link. iPad is here. Heading level 1. Image. Link. Hot news headlines. Link. FileMaker announces Bento for iPad. Link.
And we can go further down on the page.
Apple, link, store, link. Apple, link.
Or use
Apple,
a,
link. Capital A. Alpha.
Kind of a three-finger scroll.
Page 2 of 2. Watch the iPad app. See iPad in action. Link, image, ready for iPad. See standards-based websites perfect for iPad. Link, image, shop dot. Red, watch the iPad app. Get to know iPad. Watch the guided tours. Link, a whole new world of apps. Discover apps made just for iPad. Link. Image.
And you can do the three-finger scroll back down to go to the
page 1 of 2.
First page. Now, I'm just flicking left and right. You can read this page continuously with a two-finger flick down.
A whole new world of apps. Discover apps made just for iPad. Link. Image. Get to know iPad. Watch the guided tours. Link. Image. Watch the iPad app. See iPad
okay.
in action. Wi-Fi models available now.
Tap once.
Wi-Fi plus 3G models available in late April.
To stop. You can also flick up and down to go from, you know, by those rotor elements. Let me use a two-finger clockwise gesture to see what we're going to go to.
Zoom. Characters. Zoom. Apple.
I got to flick
store,
back to the left.
Link. iPod.
I
link,
need to set
iPod,
this down.
Link.
It's a little too hard to do it that way. Okay, now we can do it.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Headings.
Headings.
Links.
Links.
Form controls.
Form on and on, but let's go back to the left.
Links.
Headings.
Headings.
Okay. Let's go flick up. We can't go up anymore.
iPad is here. Heading level 1. Image.
And there is only one heading on this page, so not a great example of just how beneficial that can be, but you get the idea. Okay. We'll play with Safari more later.
Home. Safari. Double tap to open.
The next app I'd like to show you is the Photos app.
Mail. Two new app photos. Double tap to open. Photos. Photos. One of three. Selected. Button.
Now, you might say, why would I want to even know about this? Well, you might have sighted friends that you can share your photos with and so on. Upper left, you have photos, and then...
Albums. 2 of 3. Button. Events. 3 of 3. Button.
Now, we'll keep going.
Slideshow. Button. Action. Photo. Portrait orientation. Image. Photo. Portrait orient. Photo.
These are the photos, and you can sort them in all sorts of ways. If you use iPhoto on the Mac, you can use your events, faces, and places, and so on. You can show these as a stack. You can flip the iPad around, and the photo flips around to share it with other people. You can get more photos on here with the camera connection kit, or photos people email you, or, of course, syncing from your computer. And you can look at one photo at a time, or your whole library, or you can do a...
Photo. Action. Slideshow.
Slideshow. And that's what I want to show you.
Slideshow options. Heading.
Let's go to the right.
Play music. Play music. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting. Music. At the same time.
We already have a song picked. Let's keep going.
Transition. Heading. Cue. Dissolve. Selected. Ripple. White. Origami. Start slideshow. Button.
There's one already selected there, too. It's the dissolve. Now, if you go to the right-hand side of the iPad screen, you're going to be able to... I don't actually think right now you can. Wait a minute.
Slideshow options. Heading.
No, you can't. If you double-tap on that icon that says music and the name of the song, it's going to bring up on the right-hand side your whole list of music in your iTunes library, and then you can double-tap on the song that you want, and then you won't see it change the name of it in the...
Right.
Display over here until you hit start slideshow, then it'll change it, and then you can hit start slideshow a second time.
Or start slideshow button.
But we're just going to hit start slideshow now.
Photo. All photos. Back button.
All photos is the back button. Let's go to the
2 of 131. Hit slideshow button. Action button. Photo chooser. Photo 3 of 1. Photo chooser. Photo 4 of 131. Adjustable. Photo chooser. Photo 5 of 131.
It's interesting.
Photo. I suppose that... Photo.
I suppose that I didn't...
Photo.
Choose
Lance,
the...
Photo. All photos. Back button.
The music. Photos, I guess you have selected, to choose it each time.
Button. Albums.
So let's try that again.
Slideshow. Button.
Okay.
Slideshow options.
Let's do the
heading,
music.
Play music. Music. At the same time.
Okay.
Play music.
On the right... You have
AI underscore self AI on ain't no
all your music.
Through it all,
let's
all about
pick.
You. All for love. All hail to all I ever wanted. All I get. All I have to do is dream. Rock. Rhythm and do rock. The greatest songs. All I have to do is dream. All I want to do. All is well. All sugar.
Okay.
All sugar. All,
well, we got
all,
lots of choices.
All sugar.
We're just on the
all that I want.
A's.
All we'd ever need. All you need. All American girl. Olayu.
Well, let's do All American Girl. That's, although our pictures really don't match that because we have a little boy, but let's do it anyways. It's a good song. Okay. Now, go back over to the left.
Dismiss. Play music. Play music. Disgriffle. White. Origo. Start slideshow.
Okay.
Photos. Slideshow options. Heading.
Now.
Play music. Switch button. On. Music. Alley-oop.
Oh, somehow I picked Alley-oop. Okay. Well, I guess that's all right. Since we're just doing this as a demo, I must have been on the wrong one. Okay, well.
All photos. Back button.
And the pictures are displaying beautifully, of course, on the screen. Okay.
Back button.
All right. So you get the idea.
Selected. Button. Home. Photos.
Next is the iPod.
Double tap to open. iPod. Double tap. iPod. Volume. 100%. Adjustable.
All right. On the
Swipe
upper
up to
left.
Decrease. Swipe down to decrease. Library. Purchased.
You on the left-hand side of the screen, you have a library that is similar to the sources section on iTunes on the Mac or PC.
Audiobooks, audio, podcast, pod, music, library, track position,
look.
8, library, music, selected, podcasts, audiobooks, purchased on Valbrecht Family's iPhone, purchased on Valbrecht Family's iPhone 3GS, 90s music, Aloha Concert Tracks, August 9th, August
7th. So you can choose from the library which source you want. Not including, of course, movies and TV shows because they're in a different app. Not including apps because they're all over the iPad. You don't need to choose them here. And not including the store because they're separate apps for that. On the right, what you have...
Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth. One album. One song.
Is on the bottom...
Back playlist. Button. Now playing. Genre. Composers. Button. Genres. Button. Albums. Button. Artists. Selected. Button. Songs. Button. Genius. Button. Back playlist. Button. Now playing. Genre now. Olayu. Olayu single. Button.
All sorts of ways to choose what you want. And I'm going to go to the middle right...
Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth. One album, one song. Capital I. Hoppers. The Hoppers. The Hollywood Argyle. In the style of Carrie Underwood. I and Tina Turner. Idina Menzel and Kristen. Capital I. Hoppers.
Okay, we
one
can
album.
Go.
12. The Hoppers.
Five flick albums, down with three fingers songs. To go back.
Showing rows 159 to 173 of 459. The Gospel Messengers. One album. One song. Great Worship Songs Players. Capital H. The Happy Goodmans. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, Harry Connick, Heather Nova, Henry Hansard, his song, The Hit Co, The Hit Crew, The Hollywood Argyles, The Hoppers.
Further albums, we can go.
60s. Showing Road, Dionne and the Belmonts, Diane Warwick, The Dixie Cups, Don Harris and Gary Sadler, Don Moan and Pop, The Drifters, The Dupreez, Capital E, Beatles, Easy Karaoke Players, Ed Townsend, Eddie Rabbit, The Elegants, Ella Fitzgerald, Elliot Yemin, Elvis Presley, Elvis Presley. Emmeline Michelle, Emerson Drive.
You get the
one
idea.
Album, Ernie K. Doe.
Let's just pick.
Emmeline Michelle.
Let's go back and do some Elvis.
Presley. 13 albums, 201 songs.
Okay, now it's selected.
6. I'll Be Home for Christmas. 154.
Don't necessarily want the Christmas album. Let's flick up.
Showing Rose 13.
I love Christmas music, but. Springtime, so we're gonna...
21. Silver Bells. 24. And after 1997.
Oh, here's the new album.
1. Reconsider Baby. 1998. Memories. 1. That's the Way It Is. 2001. Number 1 Hit. 2001. 2. The Essential Elvis. 1. Elvis Gladwin
Collect.
2007. 1. 2. Burning Love. 3. Welcome to My World. 4. I Can't Stop Loving You. 2. 26.
Do that.
Album art, image.
I can't stop loving you.
Now, if you go,
image. Album art.
If you want
image.
To display the controls, you double tap the album art.
Album art. Album art. Volume 100%. Elvis Presley. Previous track. Button. Pause. Button. Play.
Pause.
Next track. Repeat. Track position, shuffle, button, 4 of 20, back, button.
We'll go back.
Volume, 100%,
okay.
Adjustable.
And we're back.
Swipe
now,
up to increase, swipe down to decrease.
The two-finger double tap when you're just at your home screen.
Home. iPod. Double tap to open.
Two-finger double tap no matter where you are, as long as you're not in another application that would utilize this gesture. It's going to start playing again. And pause the playback. So you can be using the iPod app anywhere at all on the iPad. All right, now it's time for us to take a look at some of the new stuff. Like I said, we will come back to maps, and we will look at a lot of these other things more extensively in future podcasts. But I really want to show you iBooks.
Safari, page settings, page 1 of 6.
Because this is an absolute game changer, folks. This is the first fully accessible ebook reader.
Page 1 of 6.
In existence.
5th grader 2010. Adventure.
I don't think it's on
double
this page.
Double tap to around me. Art Studio Assistant. Art Studio Assistant. Battle Zip. Baby Go. Ben. Barkadeskin. Bible. Brain Chow 2. Brushes. Brush It. Bus. Carpenter. Cash Cab. CNN. Convert. Cookie Doodle. Cupcakes. Page 2 of 6.
Nope. By the way, though, I want to tell you that there are many, many apps already designed specifically for the iPad. There are many apps that specifically say they work with both the iPhone and the iPad. And then there are a lot of apps that still only say iPhone, but the good news is they work on the iPad too. Now, I've heard some people, you know, a little bit skeptical, they're not going to look good, blah, blah, blah. My wife is fully sighted. and is pretty particular about this kind of stuff, and we have not found one app yet that hasn't looked just fine and worked just fine on the iPad. There is a 2X button. It VoiceOver says switch to full screen mode and switch to normal mode, so you can make it large screen even though it wasn't designed for it. The only issue you're going to have potentially is if you try to type on the keyboard, it's not going to, in most of the older apps, it's not going to fill up the whole screen the way that the keyboard does now. But you'll just be typing on a really tiny keyboard for a little bit. It's not a big deal because most of those apps are probably not your typing apps anyways. Plus, some apps do allow you to change the size of the keyboard. All right, I digress. Let's go.
Page 2 of 6. Etchafin, Elvis, Epicurious, Expedia, Fandango, First Aid WK, Flashlight, Fluent New, Gallery, Gel Doodle, Glow Painter, Google Earth, Grace Trivia, Grocery G, Podcast, iBooks, Voice Memos.
There it is.
iBooks.
iBooks. Double tap.
Tab to open. iBooks, Store, Button.
The Store is the first button. I'll demonstrate later how to buy a book, but it's very easy. If you've bought on an iPod or an iPhone, it's the same way of doing so on the iPad for iBooks. Now, to the right of that, let's make sure there's nothing to the left. I know that
Store
there's
button.
Not. Let's go to the right.
iBooks. Grid view. Selected. List view. Edit. Button. The Shack. William P. Young.
There's a book called The Shack, which I bought.
Twilight. Stephanie Meyer.
There's the Twilight book, which I bought.
Winnie the Pooh. A. Mill.
And there's Winnie the Pooh, which is complimentary with every iPad when you download the free iBooks app.
Winnie the Pooh.
And then that's it. So you have your bookshelf, you have ways of sorting your books, and you have the edit button that lets you manually sort, and possibly, I would assume, delete books, and you have the store button. Very simple interface. We're going to double tap on one of these books. Let's do
Twilight. Stephanie Meyer. Library button.
Library is there to return you back to the library. Let's go to the right.
Table of contents button.
Table of contents.
Brightness button. Fonts button. Search button.
You can actually search for any word within the book.
Stephanie Meyer. Twilight. Twilight.
Now, we need to hit table of contents. Actually, I just want to check something.
Well, Billy's done a lot of work on the engine.
That's what I was thinking. On the left.
He used to go fishing with us during the summer. Charlie prompted. That would explain why I didn't remember him. I do a good job of blocking painful and necessary things from my memory. He's in a wheelchair now. Charlie continued when I didn't respond. So he can't drive anymore. And he offered to sell me his truck cheap. What year is it? I could see from his change of expression that this was the question he was hoping I wouldn't ask. Well, Billy's done a lot of work on the engine. It's only a few years old. Really. I hoped he didn't think so little of me as to believe I would give up that easily. When did he buy it? He bought it in 1984, I think. Did he buy it new? Well, no. I think it was new in the early 60s, or late 50s at the earliest. He admitted sheepishly. Ch. Dad, I don't really know anything about cars. I wouldn't be able to fix it if anything went wrong. And I couldn't afford a mechanic. Really. Bella, the thing runs great. They don't build them like that anymore. The thing. I thought to myself. It had possibilities. As a nickname. At the very least. How cheap is cheap? After all, that was the part I couldn't compromise on. Well, honey, I kind of already bought it for you. As a homecoming gift. Charlie peeked sideways at me with a hopeful expression. Wow. Free. You didn't need to do that. Dad, I was going to buy myself a car. I don't mind. I want you to be happy here. He was looking ahead at the road when he said this. Charlie wasn't comfortable with expressing his emotions out loud. I inherited
now,
that
let's...
from him. The thing. I thought he used to go weather, which was wet. And that was pretty much
I'm moving along myself that I can read different parts of this book.
No need to add that my being happy in Forbes isn't. That's really nice. Dad. Library. Button. Table of library.
But
button. Emotions out. Page chooser. Page 14.
Once you've
adjustable.
Reached the farthest part
tap and hold.
Of that
then
page.
Then left or right to change the page.
Listen to this.
He used to go fit. Page chooser. Page 14. Adjustable. Double tap and hold. Then drag left or right to change the page. Swipe up to increase. Swipe down to decrease.
So there's two ways of doing this. You can swipe up to increase to the next page, down to decrease, or you can do what it also said, double tap and hold and then drag.
Page chooser, page 14, adjustable. Double tap and hold, then drag left or right to change the page. Swipe up to increase, swipe down to decrease.
So, amazing. fully
14 of 672. Accessible.
Oh, and it tells you here.
14 of 672. 15 of 600. 26 pages left in this chapter.
Okay.
Charlie wasn't comfortable with expressing his.
Oh, here's the.
We exchanged a few more comments on the
library.
Wow. Free.
Again, I.
It was beautiful. He used to go fishing with. 26 page, 15 of 672, was looking ahead at the road when he said, 26
bottom?
Pages left and 26 pages, 15 of 672, twilight. Stephanie Meyer, search, fonts, brightness, table of, library, button.
Yeah.
Store,
upper,
button.
Upper left, and we're back. Now, you know, pretty amazing because it's fully accessible. I didn't get into great detail with you right now, but the point is that I bought a book from the iBooks store and was instantly able to start reading it. In fact, I already was a couple pages into it. This is, as I said, pretty amazing, and it's a game changer. I have not found out whether every single feature of this is accessible. For example, there is a way to tap on a word and hold it and then have it looked up in the dictionary or on YouTube, or rather Google and Wikipedia and so on. I don't know whether that's doable on here or not with VoiceOver, but hey, even if it's not, this is a fully accessible ebook reader, and that's pretty awesome. And I am assuming that those features can be done too. I just haven't played with them that extensively yet. And as I said, this podcast isn't about that anyways. This is about getting you introduced to just what this thing can do. Now,
home, iBooks, voice memos, playground.
The Voice Memos app is just as it is on the iPhone and iPod Touch, as I said.
Monster Maker, Shazam, page 3 of 6.
What I want to show you is the Pages application.
Page 3 of 6, iChalkboard, iDisk, iGlow Stick, iLava, iSoda, Jigsaw Touch, Keynote, Let's Color, Mac Gourmet, Moby Cons, More Pizza, My Mirror, Numbers, Pages.
Pages.
Double tap to open. Pages. This document is being created entirely on the Apple iPad using the on-screen keyboard and the VoiceOver screen reader. Text field. Double tap to edit.
This is a document I was already working on, and I just closed the program. And so I'm going to actually double tap, and I'll type a little more.
This document is being created entirely on the Apple iPad using the on-screen keyboard and the VoiceOver screen reader. Text field. Is editing.
Let me go up. I'm at the beginning, so I need to go down. Or I could just double tap to go to the end, actually.
This document is being created on the Apple iPad using the on script key and the voice script reader.
Okay. I could type a little bit more now.
Keyboard A. Alpha. A. Alpha. A. Alpha.
I need to go to the characters rotor.
Edit. Lines. Typing mode. Characters. Period. The new line.
Okay.
Capital E.
We're just going to write one echo. Sentence. Every.
C. B. E. F. B. R. B. T. Y. R. Space. Y. F. C. F. Q. Q.
Not
A.
Q.
B. T. A. U. T. R. U. E. R. Space. B. U. U. I. S. A. Space. S. A. C. A. C. C.
I missed.
C. R. E. C. S. B. S.
I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing there.
S. Space. B. A. K.
You just.
L. B. B. L. Period. B. Typing mode. Lines. Edit. Words. Accessible. Is.
I've added. Let me hide the keyboard.
Hide keyboard. This document is being created entirely on the Apple iPad using the on-screen keyboard and the VoiceOver screen reader. Every feature is accessible. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Let's flick to the right.
This document
and that's
is
it.
Being
Let's
created
flick to the
entirely.
Left.
This doc. This
Actually,
document
we can't.
Is being
We're
created.
Go
Canvas.
Up.
This document
okay.
is. This doc. This document. This document. This doc. This document.
Oh,
this
you know what?
This
has to be
this
put into
this
portrait
is being
mode.
Created in orientation unlocked. Portrait.
To use the other features. Okay, that's right, because otherwise that fills the whole screen. Now, let me show you what else we have.
This document is being created entirely on the Apple iPad. This document is being minimized ruler. Read mode, button, tools, button, insert, button, info, dimmed, button, blank. Undo, button, my documents, button, my documents, undo, blank. Info, dimmed, insert, button, tools, button, read mode, button.
So, if I pick, for example,
tools, button,
tools,
tools, heading, document setup, find, go to help, edge guides, switch button, on, check spelling, switch button, on, my documents, button, undo, button, blank, info, dimmed, button, insert, button.
Let's look what we can.
Media, 1 of 4, so, tables, 2 of 4, charts, 3 of 4, shapes, 4 of 4, my documents, button, undo,
let's
button.
Look on the right here.
Fruit, 5, flowers, flags, last import I photo, what photo library, 131.
Okay, so you can insert some of your own photos, and apparently they have some.
Flowers, fruit, feng shui, funk animals, gems, hollow body guitars, planets, tribal masks,
some other,
10.
Some clip art. Let's go back to the left here.
Dismiss pop-up. Double tap to dismiss pop-up okay. Window. My document. Undo. Blank. Info. Insert. Tools.
You
button.
Can...
Read mode. Button.
Okay.
Tool. Insert. Info. Blank. Info.
I wonder why
dim.
That
button.
Info is dim.
Blank. Undo.
Let's go
button.
Back to my documents,
documents button.
Here.
Undo. But blank. Info. Dim. Insert. Tools. Read mode. Button. Minimized ruler. Canvas. This document is being created entirely on the Apple iPad using the on-screen keyboard and the voiceover screen reader. Every feature is accessible. Text field. Minimized ruler. Canvas.
Actually, let me look around here one more second before I even tell you.
And the voiceover screen reader. And the voiceover screen reader. Every feature is accessible.
That's my rotor up and down. I can double tap this text, and now I've got...
Ruler. Minimize ruler. Button.
More buttons available to me, and that's what I had not done before.
Insert. Button. Align justified. Button. Align right. Align center. Align left. Underline. Italic. Bold. Body. Button. Read mode. Button, tools, button, insert, button, info, button, blank. Undo, button.
Oh, and info is now available.
Info, button. This document is being, keyboard, canvas, subtitle, dimmed, button.
Oh, okay.
Subtitle, title, dimmed, title. Strike through, button, underline, italic, bold, but layout, list, style, style. Style,
all sorts of layout, features. I want to go
title,
to...
Type, subtype, subtype, heading to... Heading, subheading, subhead, body, bullet, cap,
what
caption, header,
my
and footer, header and footer,
again.
label,
the document,
dim, label,
manager.
Dot, label, text, my doc, undo,
there we go.
My documents, button, new document, button.
So, when you actually open this, if you're in this window, you can do the new document as your first button, and then it lets you choose from, I think, 16 templates, one of them is blank.
My documents, 1 of 3, import from desktop. Button.
You can import a document from the desktop.
Blank. Document. Opens the document.
That's the blank document that...
Rename project. Button. Today. 1:57 a.m. Button.
Okay, that's the one I was just working in.
Send. Button.
You can send it.
Duplicate. Button.
Duplicate it.
Delete.
Delete
button.
It.
Delete. Send. Today.
And I'm going to...
Rename project.
Rename
button.
It.
Blank. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
Let's delete what's there.
Keyboard. O. O. Delete. K. N. A. L. Cap.
Okay. What I want to do now is...
Rename document. Rename doc. Done. But blank. Document.
Type.
Opens the document. Text field. Is editing.
There we go.
Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
Type the name that I want to give it.
Rename
which
document.
Which is going to be...
Rename doc. Blank. Text field. Insertion point at end. Insertion point at end. Keyboard. Capital Q. Keyboard. Capital O. Cap. Delete. Delete.
Okay, it is ready. Let's just call it iPad Info.
Keyboard. Capital U.
Now I'm working in portrait mode
capital
now.
Capital I. Cap P. P. Q. A. A. F.
Which is a little different then.
D space. Auto correction. U. I. I. N. N. F. F. O. O.
So I've given it a unique name. Now let's go.
Blank. Done. Button. New document. Button. My documents. One of. Import from desktop. iPad info. Document. Opens the document.
And double tap it to open. Your send options.
Rename project. Today. 1:57 a.m. Send. Button.
Will be this. Because it's automatically saved on the iPad. But what if you want to get it to someone or somewhere else?
Send via mail.
You
button.
Can send via email.
Share via iWork.com. Button.
Share via iWork.com, which is a great way to share your documents with other people, even if they don't have iWork.
Export. Button.
You can export and...
Export.
I'll button. Actually show you those options, too.
Cancel. Button. Export document. Heading. Choose the file format to export. Pages. Button. PDF. Button. Word. Button. Pages. PDF. Word. The exported file will be available via file sharing. The exported
there you go.
File will be available. The exported file will
we're
be
going
the exported
to
word. Word. Choose the file. Export document.
Cancel.
Cancel. Button. New document. Button.
And we're back to this main screen. Okay.
Landscape. Home button to the left. Home. Pages. Double tap to open. Screen locked.
Now, I know that I have given you a very, very watered down, very general introduction to quite a bit of information right now, but that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to show you some of the features, some of the many features on this amazing and incredible device and how powerful it is. When it comes to word processing documents, I know that you may find it more beneficial to have a mechanical keyboard, and they are available. There is a keyboard dock, and I have purchased it. It's due to arrive late April. You can also use a wireless Bluetooth keyboard like the Apple wireless keyboard. I forgot that I did want to show you one other feature that I had promised to maybe
three
show you.
Unlock.
And it is the maps.
Pages. Double tap to open. Calendar.
Page one.
Note. Maps. Maps. Map.
All right, let's look at our choices, which I have not played with this app yet on the iPad at all. I use it all the time on the iPhone, but let's try the upper left.
Map. Search or address. Search field. AutoCAD on. Search or. Bookmarks. Bookmarks.
Wait a minute.
Start tracking. Directions. Two of. Search. One of two. Directions. Two of two. Button.
Which one
search.
Are we in?
One of two. Selected.
We're in.
Button.
Okay. Directions or search, and I'm going to use search.
Start tracking. Bookmarks. Search or address. Search field. AutoCAD on. Search or address. Search or address. Search field. Is editing. Auto
I'm going
on.
To... You can search for a person. You can search for something general like restaurants in Pittsburgh or Italian restaurants in Pittsburgh. I'm going to search for a restaurant with a specific name in our hometown called the Union Hotel.
Keyboard. Capital H. Capital U. Capital U.
Here we go.
N. N. U. I. I. O. O. N. N. Space. H. H. Dismiss Papa.
Oops.
Keyboard. O. O, G,
it
T,
offers
T,
suggestions
e,
at times.
F, E, O,
and if you don't
L,
want to
L,
look at them,
space,
you can hit the
B,
dismiss pop-up
echo,
thing.
E, B,
or just keep going.
B, 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 T, R, R, E, B, T, 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 space, space, P, A,
and again to the right
A,
of the L.
Search.
Is that search button.
One search.
One result
one of
found.
Two, one. Select directions. Two of start tracking. Bookmark. Union Hook Map. Union Hotel. More info. Button. Search. One of two. Selected. Direct start. Union Hook. Map. Street view. Directions to here. Button. Directions from here. Button. Phone. Plus 1-814-652.
There's
two,
their phone
seven,
number
three,
if you want to call them. Of course, you can't call them on this device, but you have the phone number. You can.
Address. 128 East Main
their
Street.
Address.
PA. You got two contacts. Button.
You can add to contacts.
Share location. Button.
Share location.
Add to bookmarks. Button. Settings. Button. Settings.
So you have
button.
A lot of options there. And it's an easy way to find a
map.
Phone number.
Add to bookmarks.
Or
share
a
location.
Website
share.
Or an address
to,
or anything
street.
Else.
Map.
When
union
you're
bookmarks.
Done.
Start tracking.
You
button.
Hit.
Union Hotel. Map. Union Hotel.
I guess.
Street view.
Actually,
hit map. Union Hotel.
You don't have to hit anything.
Search field. Bookmarks. Button.
Because you're already.
Union map. Union Hotel. Street view. In it.
On the iPhone, you got to go back.
Directions to here.
But I button. Guess really.
Street view. In it. Map.
On this device.
Union Hotel.
You wouldn't have to.
Street view. Map. Union Hotel. Every pop. Map.
Because.
Union Hotel. Street view. In it. Directions to here. Button. Map.
You got the
Union
split
Hotel.
Screen.
Union Hotel.
Right.
Street.
Yeah,
directions
looks
to
right.
here. Map. Back to bookmarks. Back to share look. Back to cop. Back.
So you.
Map. Back to bookmark. Map. Back to bookmark. Map.
In the bottom.
Share location. Button. Map. Bookmarks. Button. Start tracking. Direction. Search. Search. Search.
Yeah, I mean, you're right back where you were.
Selected.
And there's no reason to even bother going back. You don't have to. So.
Home. Map. Double tap to open.
Now I'll lock the screen again here.
Screen lock.
So while this is especially useful for someone who can see, because it can give them direct visual, you know, points of reference, locations, and that sort of thing, but it also, it's great for us. We can get phone numbers, we can get all kinds of information, and as long as you have an internet connection, you're good to go. All right, this is going to complete podcast number one on the iPad, but I do intend to do many more as time permits. We'll try to get some of the things you can look forward to. We'll get you into the settings a little bit, get you into some of the stores, even if we demonstrate one store, but I can do more than one, and I'm going to do a podcast on some of the apps that I have that are accessible. I may do a podcast on creating appointments, adding contacts, you know, more details about Pages and Keynote and Numbers after I've played with them more, but I want to tell you something. I have only, if you look at the date of this, I've had this for 2 days, and I haven't been playing with it for 2 days straight either, because I do have other things, you know, going on. And this is already. Now, you know, I will tell you I've used the iPhone and iPod Touch extensively, so that has helped me in gestures. But, you know, it's still a bit different on the iPad because of the split screens and simply the fact that it's a bigger screen anyways. So it's, you know, taking a little bit of getting used to, but I love it. It's phenomenal. And this is the thing. If you read the user guides, if you watch the tutorials, you can figure all this stuff out, because what you're seeing, what you're quote-unquote seeing, is the exact same thing that a sighted user sees. It's just that a couple of the gestures are changed to accommodate somebody who cannot see. But other than that, it's the same exact thing. So keep that in mind, because it's easy to learn for yourself and use the regular resources that are available to anyone and everyone in order to find your way around this thing and make things happen for yourself. So I hope you'll take a look at this. If you haven't gotten one of these things, maybe you consider purchasing one down the road if you feel that that's appropriate. But anyhow, terrific device. I give it 2 thumbs up for whatever that's worth. And if you want to get in touch with me, ask questions, etc., on the iPad or the iPhone and iPod Touch, the Mac computer, Apple TV, the accessories, nanos, anything else, it's MJ. Volbrecht at embarkmail.com. I'm going to spell that for you. It's M as in Matt, J, V as in Victor, O-L-L, B as in Barbara, R-E-C-H, T as in Thomas, at embarkmail, E-M-B-A-R-Q-M-A-I-L.com. MJ Volbrecht at embarkmail.com. Take care, everybody.